Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Havana Express Cuban Kitchen and Bakery, located at 2590 East Tropicana Avenue, serving breakfast specials from 8 to 11 a.m. daily. That's right, open 7 days a week, serving delicious Cuban food. Stop in and enjoy delicious baked goods. That's inside the Havana Express Cuban Kitchen and Bakery, located at 2590 East Tropicana Avenue. Open 7 days a week, serving breakfast specials from 8 to 11 a.m. daily. Order ahead at 702-722-2918. 20% off for all Uber and Lyft drivers.
Which pill will you be forced to take on November 8th? The red or the blue? Neither's going to be good for you. I've watched these two political parties drive us into $31 trillion in debt, deficit spending, inflation, gas prices, the southern border out of control, a water and electrical crisis in our midst. How much more of this can we stand? I'm with us. I'm Barry Lindemann. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Look for Lindemann. Vote for Lindemann. You can find me at nvsenateseat.com. Paid for by Barry Lindemann, Senate candidate.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear what happened Wednesday night. We played this earlier, but I've had a lot of requests for this because this is just priceless stuff. AOC in her own backyard, a town hall in New York, Wednesday night. This is cut number 4. AOC heckled by her own fans. Listen to this.
Congresswoman, none of this matters unless there's a nuclear war, which you voted to send arms and weapons to Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard, she's left the Democratic Party because there are a bunch of war hawks, okay? You originally voted, you ran as an outsider, yet you've been voting to start this war in Ukraine. You're voting to start a third nuclear war with Russia and China. Why are you playing with the lives of American citizens? You're playing with our lives.
There will be no neighbors if there's a nuclear bomb. You voted to mobilize and send money to Ukrainian Nazis. You're a coward. You're a progressive socialist. Where are you against the war mobilization? He's telling the right truth. You have done nothing. Tulsi Gabbard has shown guts where you've shown cowardice. I believed in you, and you became the very thing you sought to fight against. That's what you've become. You are the establishment, and you are the reason why everybody will end up in a nuclear war unless you choose to stand up right now and denounce the Democratic Party. We could be in a nuclear war at any minute, and you continue to fund it. That's what's going on.
Wow. Tucker Carlson. This is Tucker Carlson. This is cut number 5. Kind of reaction to AOC's hecklers of Wednesday night that you just heard. Listen to this.
Her response, you are being rude. Oh, you're being rude now, says the very same Sandy Cortez who instructed activists to terrorize their political opponents. Quote, the whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable. Oh, is that right? So they were kind of following your instructions, weren't they? The protesters you just saw used Sandy Cortez's preferred tactics against her. They immediately seized the moral high ground, and they started yelling. And they got no response from Sandy Cortez. Why is that? Because she has nothing to say. They're onto her. They know who she really is, and she knows that. They were right. Shortly after she took office, Sandy Cortez funded the largest expansion of our nation's military ever. In 2019, she approved an unprecedented $738 billion military budget. Now, publicly, Sandy Cortez never justified this vote. Instead, she kept demonizing the military she was funding, right? Of course. Watch
this. I don't
believe
our whole nation's priority is to slaughter people in other parts of the world. I think it is a priority of a powerful and concentrated class in the United States that happens to have a grip of control over our government.
Oh, okay. So that was the TikTok approved version. That was for all the college kids on social media. But in real life, she didn't mean a word of it. The only part she meant was America's terrible. She does believe that. She does hate the country. But pulling back from a war that will hurt the country, why would she do that? She doesn't like the country. Anything that's not in our interest, she's completely for. And that's why this year, Sandy Cortez, along with every member of the squad, the progressives, voted to approve another massive $40 billion military spending bill. Cori Bush even voted for it, even after she admitted it would directly contribute to, quote, the increased risks of direct war and the potential for direct military confrontation between Russia and the U.S. So even Cori Bush, probably the lowest IQ member of the United States Congress, it was pretty obvious where this was going. It was going to war with Russia. But she voted for it anyway. They all did. Meanwhile, the leaders of the Democratic Party tried to sell this, which is, again, a step toward war, which does not help us in any way, only hurts us as a humanitarian effort.
Yeah, there you have it. Tucker Carlson, always on top of this sort of stuff. Coming up, we are still mourning the death of Officer Truong Thai, Metro police officer who was killed yesterday. Randy Sutton will join us, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, the founder of the Wounded Blue. He'll join us in just a couple minutes and talk about how this keeps happening and how the police keep responding. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Our crews have finally cleaned up that incident there on the Beltway 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange, but there's a couple of other incidents on area roadways to look out for right now. Southbound Nellis, that's at Vegas Drive, that's a new one. Also eastbound Sahara, that's at Jones. The traffic camp see a lot of congestion on Interstate 15 southbound, especially between Sahara and Tropicana right now. You know, that right lane right there is under repair. So that's all part of the Tropicana interchange project. Also slow flows on the Beltway 215 west at Gillespie. And remember, part of that same project, only one lane available in the transition from 215 west to 15 north.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash powered by the Score app. Draymond Green was back at practice with the Warriors on Thursday. He spent some time away from the team following an incident in which he punched Jordan Poole during practice a week ago. Green said everyone's looking forward to moving on.
We do all have goals, individual goals, team goals, and we understand what needs to be done in order to reach those.
Baseball tonight, 5:37 Pacific, first pitch in San Diego. The Padres and Dodgers tied at a game apiece in the National League Division Series. Lefty Blake Snell faces 16-1 righty Tony Gonsolin. The Dodgers, who won 111 games this season, aren't feeling any extra pressure, according to the manager Dave Roberts.
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, there's been talk about it all year, expectations, and in a baseball game, the only thing you're thinking about is how to win that ball game.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Southern Nevada is still mourning the death of Officer Trong Tai, Metro Police Officer, and it's so incredibly sad. This was a 49-year-old police officer. He mentored younger officers. He coached, I think, volleyball. He was really, really, from all reports, a really good guy. And the problem is this keeps happening again and again and again. That's what makes it so incredibly sad. Tell you what, let's check in with Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, the founder of the Wounded Blue, and he joins us. Randy, I know we always get together at times like this. We never get to just have a few laughs together. We got to fix that. We got to fix that. Tell me your reaction to the loss of a great officer, Trong Tai.
I'm sickened. I'm absolutely sickened by this. He was young when he was a younger officer. He actually worked for me, and he was a great cop. Just an incredible sense of humor. This really hit home for me, Kevin. You know that I speak about officers dying in the line of duty, being injured in the line of duty all the time. And this was a particularly bad week. I mean, we lost five police officers. Five officers in the last few days were killed, were murdered. And when I received the message about Trong, I felt numb. I can't even really describe the sadness that I feel about this.
Tell me about him. Tell me about him. You knew him. You probably mentored him when he was a younger officer. He's been doing the same thing, mentoring younger officers with Metro. Can you talk a little bit about what you remember about him?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I served on training squads, field training squads, for the majority of my supervisory career. And the field training is when, officers get out of the academy and then train with experienced officers to prepare them for the work ahead. And in his younger years, he was on one of my squads. And I remember that he was just he was a guy that worked hard. Was a tremendous asset to the squad, and loved policing, and to see this tragic set of circumstances where he is murdered in the line of duty at this stage in his career is just heartbreaking for me, heartbreaking for the department, heartbreaking for his family. It's tragedy personified.
Does this get talked about in the squad room? Does it get talked about when officers are out after work and having a couple of beers together? Do you talk about that possibility that one day you may leave the house in the morning and not come home?
You know, this is something that is talked about, and we actually you know, officers around the country, you have to discuss this. It has to be part of your training. And the reality is that we all know that an armed encounter might take place at any time that you put that uniform on. Every single time an officer goes out on the street, their life is on the line. And the officers know that. The officers train for it. Literally every part of their training, from the beginning of their police academy days throughout to the day they retire, they consistently train in firearms and defensive tactics, and they all know that an armed encounter may take place at any time. And of course, we all know that the realities of law enforcement lately has shown, you know, just a horrendous time now where people are attacking law enforcement, you know, with knives and guns, and these attacks are occurring more frequently than I think ever before.
Randy, how does this, and by the way, we're joined by Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, the founder of the Wounded Blue. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but I've got to ask you, we know that there are a lot of departments, they can't even get an academy class together, much less be at 100% capacity. Can you talk a little bit about why it is so difficult to recruit and retain officers?
I sure can, Kevin. And you know, when I think about the tragic sacrifice that Officer Ty made for his community, it really angers me because of the political narrative that has been espoused by the political leadership of this nation and of different cities and states across the country. The narrative of the police being the enemy and the police being the catalyst for all this negativity, when it is not. It is the police officers of this country are being demonized, they're being dehumanized, and it is making their jobs more difficult, more dangerous, and it really angers me. It sickens me, especially when you see the sacrifice that the Trong made, and at the same time you don't hear anything from our national leadership about the real deal of policing, which is that these men and women are heroes. They do not deserve to be demonized. They do not deserve to be dehumanized. They are men and women who are extraordinary, doing extraordinary jobs, who literally put their life on the line every single day for their communities. And this should bring home to every person in America the sacrifice. 5 officers murdered in 3 days. 11 officers shot in 3 days. Sickening.
In sports, we often talk about correctable errors. You play a game, you look at the film, you correct the mistakes, and you hopefully are better the next game. Are these correctable errors that we're looking at when you have 5 officers down in just 3 days?
No, I don't think these are correctable errors at all. I think that this shows the danger. I mean, many of these were ambush attacks, where officers were lured into the range of fire. Doing a car stop that was being done, you would never know what you're walking into, and until this investigation is done, we won't know what the issues were when it came down to this particular shooting. And that's why it's very, very critical that these investigations are utilized not just for the criminal, but is there something here that might aid future law enforcement officers as well?
Could it change the way we train our officers? Could there be a change in the curriculum?
Well, you know, where I am right now is actually, this is the conversation. I'm in Indiana at an event that the Wounded Blue is putting on. It is the National Law Enforcement Survival Summit. And it just, it is so ironic that while we are here teaching officers how to survive a law enforcement career, physically, tactically, emotionally, psychologically, we lose five officers in the line of duty during this time period that we're here. I can't tell you enough, Kevin, how important training is to policing. And when the funding isn't given to them under this moronic, this insane idea of defunding the police, you literally are placing the officers in this country at higher risk. And this is the insanity of this liberal leftist ridiculous thought process. And America has to stand up for its cops. And America has to say enough is enough. We're standing up for these men and women who are literally putting their lives on the line for us. And it's both these morons who are espousing this anti-law enforcement garbage, this drivel that they put out. And it is time for America to stand up and say we're standing with our cops.
I want to know more about Wounded Blue. The Wounded Blue, I think, is a great organization. Can you talk a little bit about how folks can become involved and what the mission statement of the Wounded Blue is?
I sure can. The Wounded Blue is a nationwide charitable organization that and the mission is this: to improve the lives of injured and disabled officers through support, education, assistance, and legislation. And we are doing the education portion right now here in the Indiana, but this is a nationwide charity, and law enforcement officers across this country who are being assaulted at unbelievable rates. I'm going to give you a quick statistic, Devin, that last year more than 60,000 American law enforcement officers were physically assaulted in the line of duty. Listen to that number, 60,000. They were shot, they were stabbed, they were beaten, they were run over, they were hit with bricks. Many lost their lives. Many lost their abilities to work through disability, becoming seriously injured in the line of duty. And the Wounded Blue stands with them and helps these officers through support and education and assistance. And people can help. In fact, we tell you right now, Kevin, I fully believe that most Americans believe in their law enforcement. They don't know how to shoot. Well, I've got the way to show it. You go to thewoundedblue.org. That's thewoundedblue.org. You hit that donate button. You throw a couple of bucks at these officers. You read about what they're going through, and you stand up with us.
Wow. Wow. Randy, we're out of time. I thank you so much for taking time out of your conference there in Indiana. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll talk under better circumstances next time, I promise.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Randy Sutton, retired Metro Police Lieutenant. Good guy and a hero in so many ways. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
In the last 11-plus years, I've made a lot of really great friends. But a married couple in Summerlin are extra special because they convinced me I didn't have to live with hearing loss. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. My friends told me to get tested, to get my hearing tested. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 15th and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money in the end, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Paul Powell. More lawyer.
Some restrictions apply.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues.
gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702 702-